Welcome to Smart Aging's first podcast, where we explore the people and the project that are shaping the future of innovation across Baltic Sea region. I'm your host, Nasibe, and today we are going to know more about this international collaboration. Our guest today is Ali Tavakkoli, who is working at Satakunta University of Applied Sciences as a researcher and lecturer, and he manages Smart Aging, a Baltic Sea region project exploring how technology and innovation can support better living for our elderly. Ali, could you briefly introduce yourself and your role in a Smart Aging project?
Hi, Nasi. Thank you for having me here. You basically said it. I'm Ali from Satakunta University of Applied Sciences. Pori, Finland. I'm from Intelligent Industry Group and Resource Wisdom Research Center, managing Smart Aging projects. And that's my role. I'm coordinating the overall project across region, working closely with all partner organizations and helping to shape both the content and strategy, especially around inclusive design, sustainability, and education.
Let's jump right in. What is smart aging in simple terms? If someone has never heard of it before, how would you explain it?
Smart aging, well, as you can see, is an international project that is trying to reimagine how we support people as they are aging, especially in how we design living environments using technology and train professionals. But I want to be clear, it's not just about smart gadgets or, you know, those fancy, complicated stuff, or even creating new materials. Core smart aging is about creating environments where older people can live with dignity, independence, and a real sense of belonging. Let's say we hope that through this project, we are bringing together experts from different fields. For example, urban planning, architects, healthcare, education, environmental design, so on and so forth, to co-create solutions that actually work in practice. That might be better housing models, let's say, smarter services, sustainable solutions, new educational tools, whatsoever. But let's say the big idea is that aging should be something we design with care and intention, not something that we just react to.
Thank you, Ali. That is very nice and very important indeed. Could you please let us know what are the main goals of the project? I mean, what problems or gaps is the project trying to address?
There are several goals, but they all come down to one main idea, let's say. How can we make aging better experience? That is at the core of the project for individual communities and systems. Right now, a lot of our care environments are outdated. I worked in care system too. Very limited time. I'm a little bit familiar. I know that we have visited our partners' facilities also in different countries, and to some extent, I'm familiar with those as well. And we are talking about outdatedness, not only about the physical structures, we're talking about mindsets as well. So we see gaps in how spaces are designed, in how professionals are trained, and how sustainability is considered in elderly care overall. So smart aging is about closing those gaps. We want to improve how assisted living environments are planned and built, particularly in this project. We want to make sure sustainability and inclusion are part of the conversation from the beginning, not only putting people in already designed buildings and then expect miracles. And we want to develop training path so that future professionals like nurses, architects, service designers, developers are actually able to respond to those real needs of older adults.
This is an international project. Can you walk us through who the main partners are?
Yeah, for sure. We have a fantastic network of partners all across Baltic Sea region through our partner networks. Of course, we have partners in Finland, Sweden, Poland, Germany directly involved in this project. We have associated partners in Estonia. The group is quite diverse. We have universities, for example, Poznan University, SAMK. We have innovation labs, we have care organizations and design experts. Each partner brings a unique angle. For example, our Swedish partner brings the design into account. Our other Finnish partner brings biomaterials into account. Our German partner brings the healthcare perspective and health technology into account. And us and working with the partner from Poland, for example, we bring the educational side, urban designing, architecture, sustainable design, sustainable development into account. So that diversity is what makes the project so rich from my perspective. You're able to bring very different perspectives together and create something that is much more comprehensive than any one country or organization could be able to do alone.
It is indeed a very diverse project, I would say. How does SAMK fit into all of this? What is your role as the lead partner?
Yeah, you mentioned it. SAMK is the lead partner, so we are coordinating the overall project and make sure all work packages are aligned and on track. But beyond coordination role, SAMK also brings specific focus on what we call resource wisdom. As I mentioned that earlier, I'm representing Resource Wisdom Research Center at SAMK. That means we are looking at how to design aging environments in a way that they are environmentally responsible, socially inclusive, and educationally sustainable. So we are very active in that co-designing process in testing real-life solutions for assisted living and in building educational content that we hope it is going to help train the next generation of professionals, as we hope to see the impact of this project there. Our idea is that sustainable changes come from combining research, practice, and hopefully, to some extent, policy. And that is where we see our role it is.
You mentioned this word many times, sustainability. And I can see that sustainability has been used in the project's description. Could you please explain more? What does sustainability mean in this project's context?
About the word sustainability, term sustainability has been used several times here and there in multiple contexts. Some people also approach me and they ask me like what sustainability exactly means. Let me not go deeply in that level, but just talk about the context of this project. Sustainability is something that we care deeply about in Resource Wisdom. But in smart aging particularly, sustainability is not just about using eco-friendly materials or reducing energy consumption. Those are, of course, important, but our define is much broader. We see sustainability as a combination of environmental, social, and institutional responsibility. On the environmental side, it means designing spaces that are energy efficient, using materials wisely, using bio-friendly materials, using biomimicry designs, and so on. And above all, thinking about long-term maintenance, not just initial construction. In our workshops, for example, we discussed that with our partners that whatever solutions that you're considering right now, whatever designs, whatever piece of equipment, technology that you see here, just think about it from that angle that is it going to be useful 20 years from now on, for example? Does it going to function in that sense? So sustainability, longevity, and application. That was the eco side. What about the other aspects, like social sustainability? Are the environments that we build are inclusive enough? Are they flexible enough to adapt to people's changing needs over time? Do they support dignity, autonomy, and connection? If a space is green, but it isolates people, for example, from doing or getting supports to improve their quality of life, then it is not truly sustainable. Then we also think about institutional sustainability. Are the models we are building, are those models are going to stay usable in real systems? So some individual innovations might look cool, but can we really implement them in current systems? Can municipalities, for example, afford them? Can care staff be trained to support them? Are students and professionals learning the right skills to carry this forward? So for us, sustainability means building systems and spaces that are kind of considering all these aspects together, environmental, supporting people, and being realistic for communities to maintain, not just something for now, but let's say something more futuristic.
Thank you, Ali. Could you please tell us how the results of this project will be shared or used? Will they be available to other regions or used in future policy?
Right now, we are at the very, very, very beginning of the project. So we have 3 years to go. The project is quite dynamic. We are not static. The project is going to build its own way and build its own solutions for sure. Everything we create will be made public for sure through toolkits, reports, videos, and even pilot guides, for example. And we are engaging stakeholders at different levels, like local governments, universities, regional network, to help integrate these results where they most need it. The goal is for our work to live beyond the project, whether it is through adoption in local policies, integration into educational programs, or simply, inspiring similar initiatives elsewhere in Europe.
Indeed, 3 years to go. To wrap up this first podcast, what would you say is the most exciting or important part of the project for you personally?
I think the most interesting part for me is the co-designing process. Really listening to people, working with them, and creating solutions together. We are not just sitting in office making top-down decisions. We are in the field. We will be in care homes, in classrooms. We are going to talk to people and testing ideas in real-life settings. The other aspect that I really care and is really important for me is the educational side. When we talk about, again, sustainability, we cannot expect that like this project is going to end here. Doesn't matter how great the results have been, if we don't deliver those materials to the next generation of professionals in design, in architecture, in development, in healthcare, then this project just ended by that 3 years. We hope that we can go beyond that through education, and that really inspires me.
That was a great overview of what smart aging is all about. Thank you again to Ali for joining us and helping set the stage for this podcast series. In the next episodes, we will introduce other project partners and take a closer look at specific aspects of this initiative. We also hope to walk you through each key milestone as the project unfolds. If you want to learn more in the meantime, check out the project website at interregbaltic.eu and search for smart aging. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.